This is the Truth Network.
I can only imagine. I'm not going to sing any more than that, but when you hear me say that, you hear those words, even in my rough non-singing voice, you think about an amazing song. You think about an amazing movie. I'm Stu Epperson, your host, and wow, that movie touched so many souls. I'm in a screening with a bunch of pastors watching the movie I Can Only Imagine, based on the hit song, and there's tears. Like, there's, you know, they had a box of Kleenexes by everyone in that movie, and I get there, I'm like, what in the world are they thinking? Are they going to manipulate me to cry? And next thing you know, we're grabbing them. We're ripping those handkerchiefs out the box, and people are crying. I'm there with my wife, and everyone just, but what a blessing. The guy who was very involved in that movie, in the making of it, one of the executives of that movie, and also the movie Unplanned, is sitting with me right now, and his name is Joe Knopp, K-N-O-P-P. Joe, good to have you here with us, my friend.
Hey, brother. Always good to be with you.
I mean, you're out making movies, you're at the White House, you're all over the world, and you had time to sit down with your little buddy Stu to talk about what God's doing, man?
I don't think everyone's ever used the word little and Stu in the same sentence before, but
well,
good try.
Well, we just did. But man, it's so good to have you here, and what's awesome is what God's done in your life and how God can use a movie to touch many lives. And in so many levels, these movies that you've been a part of have reflected kind of what God's done in your heart, huh?
Yeah, so, you know, we all have a story, and, you know, we read the Bible, and we have learned, you know, how God works with us through story. So, you know, I have a story, and I grew up in an orphanage in Philadelphia, got there when I was 7. My family before that was very broken, a lot of addiction, drugs, alcohol involved. So my sisters and I got placed at this orphanage when I was 7 and stayed there till I graduated from high school. So that story that I have, the older I've gotten, the more I've been able to share that with people, and how at the age of 7, alone at an orphanage in Philadelphia, my sisters were actually at a different one. I was introduced at a chapel to God the Father. And I just remember the chaplain speaking about Deuteronomy 31:6. He promised to never leave me nor forsake me. And despite my, you know, efforts to leave him, he has never left me. He's been that perfect image of a father to me. So now that I get to be in the business of telling stories, my desire is just to use truth that no one can argue with to share the love of Christ. And it's fun to be a part of it.
And how many people can identify with that? So many folks listening to this and on all the different platforms that carry this broadcast, this podcast, are listening, and they're like, wow, I didn't have a father growing up. Or, wow, I'm in major fractured relationships and I'm struggling. I'm always mad. I'm always angry. I'm always pent up and pumped up and angry and just kind of reacting, and things are rough and things are going terrible and this and that. And it all changes when you connect with Jesus Christ. It all changes when you realize you have a father, that you're loved, that God sent his only son to die on the cross for you. And Joe, not that came to full reality in your life, huh?
It has. And, you know, and the older we get and the more mature we get in that relationship, the more we can have a better understanding of some of the stuff that, you know, even God allows us to go through. And I really encourage people that, look, we are all in the midst of our story, and our story, it's about us, but God didn't give us our story for us. He gave us our story to help others. Wow. So you, Stu, myself, everyone listening, we all have a story. We've all been on a journey to get to where we are today. And when we can look back and see, despite some of the big challenges that we've had to face, God brought us through them. Yeah. And when we understand that, some of that is just because he loves us and needed us to experience that. That kind of gives us this bulletproof faith for going forward that, look, I've already been through really tough times, and God got me through it. Shoot. And I read these stories in the Bible and about other people that God gets us through these parts. And if we truly believe that, which we say we do, but if we truly believe these stories that we hear, then we should have this bulletproof faith going forward to be able to face whatever is in front of us.
So when you hear someone just start tearing up and crying as they tell you about how the movie I Can Only Imagine changed their life, when you hear about someone who saw that movie and they were able to connect with God, they were able to get in discipleship, to ask Christ in their life to be born again, to turn to the Savior, to believe the gospel, and you hear those stories, How does that hit you, being a young man who had father wounds all over the place, who grew up in this orphanage and who kind of got cast off into different places, separated from your family, et cetera, et cetera?
Yeah, it's growing up in an orphanage, I think for a period of time, I shut down a lot of my emotions. And these stories that I get to be a part of today affect me. And then it's interesting. I watch these movies hundreds of times with different audiences. And my kids are with me sometimes. They're like, Dad, you got emotional watching. That movie still gets to your heart. And where I get emotional is that I get to be a part of telling other people's stories and knowing how that my story has impacted people and how these stories are impacting people. It's very humbling and emotional for me just to be one of God's tools for helping to tell these stories. So when I hear people tell their story and their journey to get to the movie theater, I encourage them and remind them that, hey, you watching this story and unleashing all this emotion because of your journey, now you have a fiduciary responsibility, a stewardship of your story to share it with others. Because there are people in your life who don't know your story and they're not going to watch this, movie, I Can Only Imagine. But God gave you your story to help others. You don't know who it's going to be, but now it's your responsibility to share your journey.
Okay, wow. So the movie I Can Only Imagine, the movie Unplanned, so many things. And there's a new one you're working on that is so cool. Now, can you at least tell us a little teaser? I know you can't give us a lot. I know that they haven't gone into full production yet, but you're going back to 400 AD someone that we get a pinch out of, but that's about all we know about them.
So, every year, different holidays have lots of stories being told, obviously Christmas being the lead one. The story of St. Patrick, March 17th, every year we wear green, we celebrate. So many people don't know who St. Patrick was and that, he wasn't born a saint. He became St. Patrick. So our desire is to help the world understand who is St. Patrick and why he has a day celebrated around the world on his behalf.
That is amazing. So you get that story. You actually something we talk about, we goof around with, and you're wearing green. That's about the extent of this culture. Someone pointed this out to me the other day, Joe. This is just mind-boggling. By the way, I'm Stu Eberson. Thanks for joining us for this brief broadcast podcast of encouragement. We're so grateful for all of our many listeners all across Jesus Daily, all across all the radio stations that carry the program, all across our wonderful folks that have downloaded this from wherever. We're glad you're here, and we want to introduce you to someone who will change your life forever. His name is Jesus Christ. That's why we do this, and we are so encouraged to have thought leaders and men of God who have just powerful stories like Joe Knopp. And so, Joe, you've made these movies. I Can Only Imagine. You made this movie Unplanned. Both movies were, there were hinge points with both those movies, very redemptive, very powerful movies that they could have just gone flat. You're out there trying to raise money. You're telling people, hey, can you write a check? And you've got the third movie now about St. Patrick and his life. You got that coming out, which, again, this is so fascinating that someone was telling me the other day, says, my kids, they don't even know what happened at 9/11. Now, you think about that. 9/11. And if you don't know what I'm talking about, and I'm not dogging you if you don't, but the airplanes, a horrible, suicide bombing airplanes, thousands lost their lives on the bloodiest ever events in the history of America, right there in New York City, the World Trade Center, then at the Pentagon, and then one plane crashed in Pennsylvania, and so many lives are lost. But there's kids that don't know about that, and they were born after that. Right, that generation now, they're born after that. So they go to school and the teacher says, well, they're like, what's 9/11? Maybe we were born in the 70s, maybe like the Vietnam War for us, which, again, we must remember what happened. And there's so many slogans, we will not forget, right, everywhere. So it's really interesting that, so you go back to 400 AD with St. Patrick, you're new coming out. Boy, you got an uphill battle, brother. We better be, everyone listening, we better be praying for this guy.
Yeah, it's Ireland at the time was a very paganistic, evil country and evil cultural that Patrick had to just him alone with God went against. So yeah, there's a lot of kind of urban myths and legends that have come from that story being, you know, over 1500 years old. But fortunately, there's some letters that Patrick wrote, and everyone agrees that they were his writings that really tell the heart of his story. So it's time. We're excited to tell this story.
Well, we're grateful for you telling those stories, and we are going to tell more of your story. You guys are going to be blown away by this. I mean, every time he tells this, I get teared up, and I may lose it on the show. We're going to come back, and we're going to take a break for all of our, you know, our radio friends. We're going to take a quick break for all of our, you know, everyone that's listening on this podcast on Jesus Daily and on iTunes and other places, Instagram. Make sure everyone's following, by the way, on social media, because you can connect with Joe Knopf there. We got videos up there, me and this guy. It's pretty big. I mean, we got a lot of likes, Joe. When you come on social media with me, why is it that it doubles the likes? I mean, we go from 4 to 8. I mean, how does that happen, Joe?
I make you look good, man.
You've become Insta famous, my friend. So this guy is a real deal. Humble, loves Jesus. Great story. But when we come back, you got to tell everyone about just that church. They threw something up on a sign. You're starving, literally, for food. You're there with your sisters walking down the street, and there's something enticing about that sign, and that changed your life forever. And it's a word of encouragement out there, not just to have a cool, non-cheesy church sign, but how are you reaching this world with good news? Whether it's making a movie, whether it's making a quilt, making a record, how's God using you for that? So we'll talk about that, because God's given you all he's given you. He's downloaded an amazing DNA in everyone out there to introduce the world to the Savior who came to save the world. He shed his blood and died on that cross so we could be free, rose from the dead, so we could have life. And that's why I love talking to Joe Knopf. So don't touch that dial. We'll be back in just a second with more of the guy who was involved in the making of I Can Only Imagine Unplanned and the new movie coming up about St. Patrick.
Robbie Dillmore here, and the Truth Network podcasts have helped make MyPillow the company it is today. And now Mike Lindell, who, by the way, I've met and is a great guy, the inventor and CEO of MyPillow, wants to give back to our listeners. For the first time, you can get deep discounts on all MyPillow products if you go to MyPillow.com right now and click on the new radio listener specials. Who never thought that my dream job would be selling MyPillows? Maybe you're getting tired of these sleeping jokes, but you can get deep discounts on MyPillows, mattress toppers, bed sheets, and so much more. For example, the body pillow is regularly $89.99, but with a promo code GETTRUTH, it's only $29.99. Remember, all MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the new radio listener specials and get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, including the body pillow, for only $29.99. Enter promo code GETTRUTH or call 800-942-9613 for these great radio specials.
So awesome to sit down with one of the producers of the blockbuster movie I Can Only Imagine. He has also had his hands as one of the producers of Unplanned. He's one of those guys that's behind the scenes. You don't see this guy on the big lights and the big red carpet, but he's still friends with me. Joe, I told you, man, when you know you get up there, you don't forget about the little people, and you still show up in humble little Winston-Salem, North Carolina, where we broadcast all over the world. All over Facebook, all over iTunes and StuTube and everywhere, and radio, the good news of Christ, and you're a guest. So thank you for you know, getting over here, man.
Hey, brother, it's always good to be here with you.
It is too cool. And your testimony, wow. And if some of you are just kind of joining us mid-stride here, go back and listen to the whole deal as a podcast. You will be blessed to hear how this guy came to know Christ, how he got connected as an orphan with his Heavenly Father. But one of those points, and I want to talk to you a little bit about what it's like to make a Christian movie and what it's like to make a quality Christian movie, because Christians get knocked all the time for putting something up there that's cheesy, that's just not really connecting. And it's because it's Christian, we got to all go see it and we want to support it. And friends, listen closely. I'm not going to get on my, you know, my big box, you know, box here and say to everyone, you know, horrible what Hollywood's doing. You know, call them Hollyweird, all these terrible movies, bad language. And of course, I do warn a lot in my ministry to warn people, moms and dads, hey, just read the review. You know, go to Movie Guide, go to Christian, you know, services that will tell you what's up, you know, before you just walk into a movie that's fraught with bad language and lewd content. So, we do need a caution, but rather than just bemoan that, what I love about the man sitting in front of me, friends, is he is making movies that are redemptive, that are actually bringing people to Jesus, that are turning the culture toward redemption, toward God, toward life. And so, Joe, that's a big difference. And I mean, it's kind of like you're doing something positive, you know, as an answer. You're entering the war. You're playing offense, kind of, right?
We are. You know, people love redemptive stories, and Hollywood has understood that for decades. The problem is, you know, Hollywood believes, you know, these tentpole movies, and, you know, the Marvel, the Disney stuff, and, you know, some of them are good stories, are okay to go see, but financially, they know that those are better bets than telling a true story, redemptive story. So fortunately for us, who, you know, there are amazing God-centered, heroic stories that need to be told, and you know the audience, they love them. We just have to do a good job of making them appealing enough and grabbing the right stories so that the audience will come and see them.
Yep, and the quality of production, the shooting, the framing, the best cameras, that stuff is important.
It's really
because
important.
You're saying to the world, honestly, it's like a Christian who's going door to door to share Jesus with people. Well, put a daggum breathman in, friend. You know, you're representing the King of the Universe, and you're knocking that homeowner over with your halitosis. And so now suddenly, in the case of a movie, my poor production, poor acting, in the case of evangelizing, or a case like going to the basketball court, if I'm cussing everyone out and throwing cheap shots at them, what kind of platform am I going to have to lead those guys to Christ? So it's honestly being excellent, right, Joe, in all that you're doing, and boy, that's a big thing to speak prophetically to Christians out there in every way, huh?
Yes, I mean, excellence, we have to strive for it. And first of all, we serve a very creative God. So our bar should be pretty high for what we're trying to create. And when we truly, you know, ask him and seek his guidance and understand what we're competing against, you know, we're not competing against the other Christian films that were behind us. We're competing with the eyes of this audience, the eyes of this millennial generation. And where are they at? Their eyes are focused on this quality stuff that Hollywood's pumping out. So that is who we have to compete with. So we have to understand that, and there are ways to compete.
Yeah. And Christians, you know, early on were dominant in the arts, in the science. You think of, you know, Louis Pascal, you think of these great mathematicians, you think of these Sir Isaac Newton, these brilliant inventors. So there's maybe a resurgence of that coming, where we need to dominate in the arts and media. That's why I interview quality people like you, because I can't have some, you know, two-bit nobody as a guest here, you know. But I'm kidding. It helps for people to hear your story. And to hear a man of God who God used in a huge way. Real quick, the impact of I Can Only Imagine in a couple sentences.
You know, I think a lot of people had heard that song, you know, whether it was at a funeral or a challenging time in someone's life. But to connect those lyrics with what really happened to Bart in his life, and to truly understand the journey that God had to take Bart through for him to surrender at different moments in his life, to understand, to be able to deal with the relationship with his dad, for people to see what Bart went through and what God helped him understand. A lot of times when you have a successful person, successful song, successful movie, people gloss over the challenging parts in life. And that's what I love about Bart's story. Like, he probably shouldn't be here with everything that was going on in his life, but God had a plan for him, and it wasn't until he finally surrendered, threw his hands up, and said, God, I'll do whatever you want me to do. That's when God just, you know, blessed the song, blessed his career. And to this day, Bart is an amazing guy and is still impacting really millions of people around the world because of his story.
Greatest impact of the movie Unplanned, which was really a surprising movie, a lot of controversy out there. But really, you're simply just trying to tell a story again and create a culture of life. Give me a quick couple sentences on the greatest impact of that movie.
Lots of children have been born as a result of that story, and a lot of thousands, greater than thousands of women and men who have had abortion as part of their history are dealing with it for the first time in their life, and they are understanding that God still loves them. It is a forgivable sin, and so just the impact that it's had on people who have been dealing with abortion for decades, they are just at a totally different spot in life today. Yeah. It's been really encouraging.
Fantastic. Just a way to tell the story, to be positive. You didn't jump in the political and wave that political flag. And the new movie, tell us real quick, the name of it in one sentence description.
Patrick of Ireland is the title, and telling the story of St. Patrick, a day that we all celebrate every year, and most of us, including myself a couple years ago, don't know why.
Well, so we're going to find out, and let's take you back to, was it Philadelphia?
Philadelphia,
and you're walking with your family, you're just a little guy, and everything changed when you walked by a church. What did it say? And tell everyone what happened real quick. You just have a minute left.
Yeah, so my parents weren't with us. We had a very broken family. So my two sisters and I were walking on the streets in Philly, and we walked past this church, and they had a sign welcoming they had a free Dunkin' Donuts and orange juice. And we were three starving little kids. We had no food. So we went in, and part of the deal was we could eat the donuts if we stayed for Sunday school. And that was the life-changing moment
in my
life.
That's so cool. And you connected with your Heavenly Father. And you're challenged everyone out there, whether they're making movies, going to movies, serving, struggling as a single mom just to get their kid, you know, to drop their kid off at school, wherever they are. You're challenged everyone out there, Joe Knopp, as someone who's, you know, you have the bruised knees, you have the shoe leather that's worn out. As an orphan who came to know Christ, you're no longer an orphan because you're adopted by God. What's your challenge out there to folks about finding the Lord and about finding His meaning and how they're now sharing that story, leveraging everything that's happened to them into reaching other people? What's your challenge?
Understand your story. You know, even if you feel like you're not out of it, go back and look where God has delivered for you personally in your life. And by challenging to do that, He will point out those moments of your life. So understand that and take that love that He has shown you before and know He's going to be with you going forward.
Wow. Behold, what manner of love the Father has given unto us, that we could be called the sons of God. I'm looking at a son of God right now, and Joe Knopp, if you become a son and daughter of the Most High, if you trusted Jesus as your Savior, that's why we're sitting here, that's why you're listening to us, so we can invite you into the greatest relationship of all. Turn from your sin, admit that your sin killed Jesus, admit that you deserve judgment, and receive His grace. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, that He died on that cross and rose from the dead to give you life. And wow, that's your heart, isn't it, Joe? That people will find Christ, they find their Heavenly Father, everything changes. They become trillionaires, right?
I don't know how we get through this world without Him. He doesn't promise the trillionaires, but He definitely promises blessings beyond what we can imagine.
Well, the wealth of having His peace. You still may be broke, but guess what? You'll be broke, but you'll have God in your life, and you got heaven coming, right? So,
yes.
And He's brought you to Him so you can bring others to Him. So who are you bringing the message of Jesus to today? Because of what He's done in your life. Joe Knopp, thank you for being on, my friend.
Thanks, brother.
A blessing.
It's awesome to be here, brother.
What a powerful story. I'm not going to close out by singing, but I will say, I can only imagine. What a deal. What a song. What a movie. Joe Knopp, the producer of I Can Only Imagine, of Unplanned, and then a movie coming. Stay tuned about this one. We'll tell you more. We'll have you back on again. The movie about the life of St. Patrick, a man of God who really set out to change his world against all odds, because he came in contact with his Heavenly Father as well. Won't you trust God today? If you have, go tell someone about it. Don't waste people's time. Tell them about Jesus.